Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tyler and Izzy with your 8am Zlines. In local news, patrons of the Redland Performing Arts Centre have reportedly been exposed to mould. The Redland City Council confirmed on Monday that an outbreak was found on 3 chairs in the concert hall, which have since been removed from the centre. A spokesperson claims that although the outbreak does not violate workplace health and safety, the council is continuing to treat the issue in accordance to experts.
A local woman has given birth to a baby that was not hers after another patient's embryo was unknowingly transferred to her. Monash Aviyev was made aware of the mix-up in February after a count of the mother's frozen embryos found that there was one extra than expected. The company has announced an apology to both families involved and is undergoing an audit on the matter, claiming they are confident it is an isolated incident.
In national news, a series of high-precision and lethal Australian weapons have been trialled by Israel's Defence Force after being transported from the US to Israel without authorisation. Electro-Optic Systems, a Canberra-based defence company, has claimed that the remote weapon systems were sent to the US for assembly before being shipped to Israel without approval from the federal government. A stock market development update from February featured an image of an Australian artillery machine with Israeli Ministry of Defence officials standing behind it. The Electro-Optic System has since declined to comment on the matter.
Australia has recorded almost as many cases of measles this year as the entirety of 2024. In 2024, there were a total of 57 cases in Australia, with 54 cases having been recorded this year. Chief Medical Officer Professor Anthony Lawler says the Australia's historic high immunisation rates offered strong protection against measles. However, rates have recently dropped below targeted levels.
In international news, a Chinese court is currently in the process of auctioning off 100,000 kilograms of live crocodiles. This is the third attempt to sell the creatures, which has been acquired from a company that went bankrupt. This comes after the previous auctions for the beasts ended with no bidders taking the vicious bait.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 19 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.